KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 55 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for skies to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Atlantic City Council will hold their regular meeting this evening in their chambers at City Hall. The session begins at 5:30, and during the meeting, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson and Officer Christian Hosefel will explain why they would like to shift away from the standard duty belts that hold multiple pieces of law enforcement equipment to load-bearing vests. The intent is to avoid low back pain. The vests will cost about $5,130 altogether. They have a five-year warranty. City Administrator John Lund researched the vest and is expected to recommend the council approve the vests, which could be paid for using ample reserves from the Employee Benefits Fund. In other business, the council will discuss business incentives using the EDR Loan Fund. The City Chamber and Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, have banded together with business leaders to form an informal business task force to try and bring new business to the downtown area of Atlantic. John Lund says the city has the EDR loan fund available for economic development. The fund received the refunded TIF dollars provided to a business that failed to live up to its obligations. The task force proposes the city pledge $100,000 of that fund for CADCO's revolving loan program. Chamber and CADCO officials will be on hand during the meeting to answer the council's questions. The council will also hear recommendations in the form of a transmittal letter from the Planning and Zoning Commission with regard to two requests for changes to the zoning ordinance. And they'll hold a public hearing on an amendment of the fiscal year 2018 budget and act on orders appointing Christina Bateman to the Community Promotion Commission, Jim Behrens and Roger Herring to the Planning and Zoning Commission, Dave Knutson to the Board of Adjustment, and Mike Henningsen to the Airport Commission. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this afternoon at the Middle School Media Center. The meeting begins at 4:15. On their agenda is action on the resignation of Jade Walter, industrial tech teacher, and contract recommendations for Danielle Meek and Aaron Ebling, middle school ELA teachers, Jeff Ebling, middle school social studies teacher and boys high school basketball coach, Michelle Blake, interim head volleyball coach, Faith McCunn, seventh grade volleyball coach, and contract recommendation as well for Derek Handel, the volunteer softball coach. Members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Board of Education will meet 7:30 a.m. on Thursday in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building. On their agenda is discussion and or action on approving a bid for asbestos abatement and personnel matters, including resignations, hires, and transfers. Red Oak Police report two arrests took place on Tuesday. At around 4:15 p.m., 21-year-old Jessica Lemus of Red Oak was arrested after officers were called for reported alleged drug activity at the City View Apartments in Red Oak. Following an investigation, Lemus was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $2,000. And at around 9:50 last night, 42-year-old Jason Neil Beecham of Red Oak was arrested for disorderly conduct. He was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 bond. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said yesterday that as a result of a search warrant, 24-year-old Doriani Estine Slaughter of Audubon had been arrested Monday, and 43-year-old David William Duvall of Audubon was arrested Tuesday morning. Both were charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. Slaughter and Duvall were transported to the Audubon County Jail and set to appear before a magistrate. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office assisted in the search warrant, and further charges are pending. Last Saturday, 27-year-old Scott Nathaniel Ballou of Audubon was arrested on three outstanding warrants for failure to appear. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later posted a bond and was released. That same day, 25-year-old Joseph Ray Perkins of Audubon was arrested for possession of marijuana second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Perkins was transported to the Audubon County Jail and released after appearing before the magistrate. And again, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office assisted in the arrest, and further charges are pending in connection with the incident. A traffic stop at around 7:20 p.m. Monday in Mills County led to the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. The K-9 unit stopped a vehicle on Mile Hill Lake Park Road. Upon investigation and searching the vehicle, drug paraphernalia and a .22 caliber handgun were found. The driver, 39-year-old John Dawson Roberts of Shenandoah, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, carrying weapons, and driving under suspension. He was transported to the Mills County Jail without further incident. A traffic stop at around 11:45 a.m. Monday in the area of Cottonwood and 235th Street in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of 24-year-old Tyler Robert Warnke of Council Bluffs. Warnke was pulled over after a deputy observed he was not wearing a seatbelt. A check of his ID revealed that Warnke was driving while barred. He was arrested on the charge and cited for no seatbelts, along with expired license plates. In the funeral announcements, Janice Thompson, age 78 of Bridgewater, died Sunday in Creston. Funeral services for Janice Thompson will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Dean Dixon, age 67, of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Dean Dixon will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Connie Harrington, age 64, of Harlan, died Sunday in Avoca. Funeral services for Connie Harrington will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Martha Mendenhall, age 91, of Dexter, died Sunday in Stewart. Funeral services for Martha Mendenhall will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Bear Creek Friends Church near Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Actually, the Dexter Chapel has arrangements. Marjorie June Billings, age 95, of Griswold and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Billings will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Reacon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Lucille Draymond, age 99, of Orient, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Lucille Draymond will be Friday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Roberta Beatty, age 91, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Roberta Beatty will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. And Richard Dick Jenkins, age 86, of Greenfield, died Thursday in Nevada. Funeral services for Dick Jenkins will be held on June the 6th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.